Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Sarah Gaughan is in a studio and, well, she's here ahead of her show, which is great because we thought we could chat to her about the funding, another 37 million rand for the South Africa case versus Israel. It's just quite incredible. I thought, Sarah, good morning. Welcome. Like, we're just carrying on as though we've been chatting for the bit, but that's all right. Okay. I thought we were told that there wasn't going to be a further allocation of funding. Weren't we told that?
To be honest, I actually can't remember, but I'm not entirely surprised. And I think you've got to remember that the ICJ case is Cyril's last great hope. In other words, he's...
Hope for what?
Hope for prestige, whatever it might be. I know it sounds a bit bizarre, but if you think about it, it's brought him acclaim from a whole lot of countries, not so great, bad, and indifferent, and horrible. And it's those countries that support the case, the ANC is their hero. So really, that explains it. I think it's probably also a relatively minor way, although I think it could really backfire, to put a little bit one in the eye of the Americans.
But yet we know that that's now gone too far because, as we just discussed with Tony Leon, they're going to try and pull it back in, well, hopefully not in a childish way, but hopefully pull it back and improve that situation. The funding of we don't even know what it's up to. I think it's officially 170,000 million rand, which of course is probably not even a touch of what's really been spent. And that's aside from the focus, because when we're focusing on that, it means we're not focusing on the country that's really falling apart, that's got the highest youth unemployment rate in the world, one of the highest murder rates. Our cities, certainly Johannesburg, is crumbling, and that's what we're focusing on. Why aren't South Africans more mad about this?
I think because they're so mad about the things you just mentioned. I mean, domestic politics is always the thing. It doesn't mean that people are unsympathetic or antithetic, but I think it's because they are concentrating on the fact that the ANC has not delivered. And there's definitely a shift. I mean, for me, the pivot point was the decrease in the ANC's vote in the last election. And by all accounts, it can only get worse because they're not delivering. And I think somebody pointed out, it might have been R.W. Johnson, who pointed out that the problem with the ANC is that it's the ANC hierarchy, the NEC, the cabinet, are full of ANC activists who oppose, who go for a much more anti-Western line. However, the people on the ground, the ANC supporters or the former ANC supporters, are ahead of them. They were happy with the GNU. They're still happy with the GNU. Our polling has suggested that, you know, when asked whether they would have preferred a GNU, whether they're happy with a GNU that's got the DA in it rather than the MK and the EFF, over 60% said yes. So I've long held the thesis that the ANC is slipping further and further behind the man in the street. So they're really only listening to those that they are surrounded by.
It's so interesting. So they've created a room. They're not listening to the real one.
No. And that's, to some extent, was reflected in when Cyril got upset about the state of Johannesburg.
Yes. Why didn't he know? This has been a big issue. Johannesburg, your largest city in the country, commercial hub, is falling apart, and he didn't know?
Yeah. I think what happens, and I think we saw it with Zuma as well, is when you're under enormous pressure because things are just not going right, you're not doing the right thing, you're not making the right policies, you compartmentalize. So you kind of, it's that bubble. I think that we underestimate the size of that bubble and the tinted windows on the blue lights.
So what do you think is going to happen now? Because there still isn't pushback, even given everything that you've said. It's reported about this additional 37 million rand. We're talking about it. I haven't seen others jumping up and down and saying, what on earth is going on here? Why is the money? You just don't see it anywhere.
I think it's, as I say, I think for, you know, one has to bear in mind that for the large mass of people, that it just won't be seen. And I think it's really up to those of us who do see it, and particularly those, you know, formal and civic organizations, mm-hmm. need to go on record about it repeatedly, but really firmly, just so that it is out there, partly almost to send a message beyond our borders, how egregious it is to have this action in these circumstances further funded to essentially shore up the ANC's self-regard. And this is something that has to come from those in the know, and unapologetically so, in my view.
And is there any hope that is going to happen? Do you see signs?
Well, I don't. No, I don't at this stage. But that's, you know, it's just that there's such a slight, I think it's something that organizations, Jewish and non, should be looking to doing. It's not a big thing in the country scheme of things, but it's something that just adds to the fact that the ANC, as Tony Leon has said, the ANC has run foreign policy. It's had no input whatsoever. And it's just to put out there that the ANC does not represent the people of South Africa when it comes to this issue. But they're using our money to do so, because it's all part of the gesture, and it's all part of the building up of the ego. And we are the guys who went to the ICJ, and we went fast. I mean, if they did anything else as fast as they went to the ICJ, we'd have 8% growth.
100%. That is where we leave it. It is 8 of 46. Share your thoughts. That's Sarah Gone. And then you can listen to her after 9 here at Chai FM.